It's time for the Baseball Insider, Andy Carbone. And Andy, Sox are coming back from a road trip, and they're opening up a homestand on Tuesday night. So where's the team stand, and what's the latest news?
Well, they come in standing at 22-21, third place in the AL East, four games behind the Yankees. As you mentioned, they come home for a six-game homestand, three with Texas, three with Seattle. Obviously, it was an up-and-down road trip for the Red Sox when they played in St. Louis. And then in Oakland, they win the two games against St. Louis, won in extra innings against a very good St. Louis club. So everyone was feeling pretty good. Then they head out to Oakland, one of the worst teams in the American League. And they promptly lose the first three games, and then they rebound yesterday to explode for 12 runs and a 12-3 win on Sunday. So definitely an up-and-down type of road trip. Really not seeing any consistency with this team. It's they're kind of just meandering along at this point.
Yeah, pitching's not the biggest problem. The bats seem to be a little bit of the problem. Well, pitching is some of the problem, I guess, but yeah.
Yeah, it goes on both sides. Granted, the pitching has been good in spots. I mean, obviously, we got a good start from Eduardo Rodriguez yesterday, going eight innings, picking up his third win, giving up just the three runs. Chris Sale, he pitched on Friday, did very well, eighth straight start with 10-plus Ks. But then you have the problems with the fourth and fifth starters. You don't know what you're going to get when it comes to those pitches. Right now, the fourth and fifth starters for the Sox have a combined record of 5-9 and an ERA of 7.28. That's certainly not getting it done. And the bats overall really not showing the long ball power, even though Mitch Moreland hit some home runs over the weekend. They're just not driving the ball. But, I mean, Andrew Benintendi was going through an 0-for-26 slump at one point. Mookie Betts shows signs of being hot and cold. So it's a complete effort on both sides.
But Betts picked up Player of the Week honor, so that's good news.
Yep, the week ending May 14th, Betts certainly did. He batted 375 the week prior with three home runs, 11 RBIs, scoring eight runs. Tailed off a little bit this past week, but it was always nice to see him get that award going forward.
All right, Andy, we've got rehab updates on Price, Panda, and Holt. What's the latest?
Well, David Price made his first rehab start for Pawtucket on Friday, went two innings, three runs, five hits. Price is going to make another rehab start coming up this Wednesday. If all goes well there, you can see him back in the Red Sox rotation at the beginning of next week. Brock Holt still rehabbing in Pawtucket, trying to come back from reoccurring symptoms of vertigo. He's been playing off and on. Still no timetable for him to come back to the big club. And Pablo Sandoval, he was playing over the weekend in Pawtucket, coming back from that knee injury again. He's going to need a few more days down there before they decide what to do with him if he's going to be coming up anytime soon.
Andy, any other notes on the Red Sox before we move to Major League Baseball?
Well, one little note that I thought was interesting, when the bullpen was going home run wild on Saturday, Sox relievers, Ben Taylor and Noe Ramirez came in the fifth inning, and they gave up three home runs in the fifth, and those three home runs totaled 1,372 feet. They were definitely three bombs that they gave up when they came in. They came in after Drew Pomeranz could only go four innings in that game through 97 pitches. He came out, Farrell said he had enough. Pomeranz didn't like it. They got to a little heated argument in the dugout. So the wheels could be falling off the wagon all around the Red Sox at this point.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's look at some Major League Baseball notes. Former Red Sox catcher David Ross in the news.
Yeah, he still is, believe it or not. He has made it to the final round of Dancing with the Stars, so you can check out your local listings tonight and see David dance across the floor this evening and see if he ends up winning the title there. Some other notes out of Major League Baseball. Angels DH Albert Pujols last week had three RBIs, moved him past Kyle Yastrzemski into 11th place on the all-time RBI list. Also, Cubs manager Joe Maddon won his 1,000th game last week. And a couple other interesting notes I found over the week was that Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper hit a home run in Pittsburgh. Now, it gives him a home run at every National League ballpark by the age of 25. And Blue Jays pitcher Marcus Stroman became just the second pitcher in team history to hit a home run last week as well.
Oh, my goodness. That hitting a home run in every ballpark before the age of 25 or at the age of 25, that's not a bad feat, especially considering all the ballparks there are nowadays. Back years ago in the 50s, that wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But
no, it certainly is at this point. And at the age of 25, he's rolling right along for quite a career.
Gotcha. Oh, and longtime Dodger manager Tommy Lasorda is in the news as well.
Yeah, he remains in the hospital out in the West Coast. No details given by the team on his condition, but he did get put into the hospital on Saturday, so we'll have to see how that progresses for Tommy.
So I guess the hope is that a homestand or a little home cooking gives the Sox a jolt, because that's what they need. They need a jolt. They need a winning streak to get right back into a little closer contention with the Yanks.
Yeah, they certainly do. It's some kind of shakeup, whether it's get a winning streak going, some personnel moves, maybe a big trade. I don't know. They need something to get things going. They kind of look like at times they're just going through the motions.
Yeah. Well, Manny, well, I wish you could go in and yell at them for a few minutes, and I think that would fix things, but who knows?
Gladly head on in there. No problem at all.
Okay. Andy Carbone, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.